नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत् वेदिरमायणैश्चैव पुराणे वर्ते तथा अजवान्ते च मध्ये च हरि सर्वत्र गीयते मुखं करोति वाचालं भङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपसमहं भन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनचारणं परमानन्दमाधवम्. This is a song they traditionally sing in Orissa before they recite Bhagavatam.
Paramananda he Madhava Padunga Luchi Makaranda Se Makaranda Panakori Anande Bolo Hari Hari Harinka Name Vandavela Parikori Be Chakadola Se Chakadolanka Paraye Manamo Rahu Nirantare Manamo Nirantare Rahu Ha Krishna Boli Jiva Jao Ha Krishna Boli Jao Jiva Mote Udara Radha Dava Mote Udara Radha Dava Mote Udara Radha Dava Dharma Projita Kaita Vota Paramo Nimatsranam Satam Vedyam Vastava Matavastu Shivadam Tapa Trayonmulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamone Kute Kimba Parayishwara Sadyo Hidya Virudyate Tikiti Bishu Shu Shubhistakshanat Nigamako Pataro Galitam Phalam Shukamukara Mitradrava Samyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mohoraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka Anayatopasamam Sakshad Bhakti Yogam Adhoksaje Lokasya Janato Vidvams Chakre Satvatva Samhitam Yasham Vaishuyamanayam Krishne Paramapurushe Bhaktirupadyate Pumsa Shokamoha Bhayapaha Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramaham Samekam Amalam Gyanam Varam Giyate Tatra Gyana Vairagya Bhakti Sahitam Naiskaramyam Aviskritam Tachchinvan Supatin Vacharana Paro Bhaktyavamuchin Naraha Aratoyam Brahma Sutranam Bharatarta Vinirnayaha Gayatri Vashurupaso Vedarta Paribrimitaha Sarva Vedetihasanam Saram Saram Samudritam Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyate Tadrasam Rita Triptashyanam Yatra Svadvachi Kuchit Krishna Bhakti Rasa Swaru Sri Bhagavata Tate Veda Shashahoite Paramamahadva Chari Veda Upanishade Chattakichu Hoya Tara Arta Lanavyasa Korvila Sanchaya Jai Sutre Jeru Vishaya Vachana Bhagavate Sehru Sloka Nibandana Jivera Nistara Lagi Sucha Koilo Vyasa Mayavari Vashishunile Hoya Sarvanasha Jaho Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavera Stane Ekanda Shayakara Chaitanya Charane Bhagavata Jainamane Sejavana Samaha Tarasasta Achi Janme Janme Prabhuja. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Bolo. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Ramo, Ramo, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Text 48. Manasaiva Pure Devaha. Manasaiva Pure Devaha. Purvarupam Vipashyati. Purvarupam Vipashyati. Manasa Bhagavan Jaha. Manasa Bhagavan Jaha. Others? Manasaiva Pure Devaha Purvarupam Vipashyati Hanumimam Sate Purvam Manasa Bhagavana Jaha. You Matajis? Manasa, by the mind. Eva, indeed. Pure, in his abode. Or within everyone's heart. Like the super soul. Devaha, the demigod Yamaraj. Divya Titi Devaha. Prabhupada gives a little explanation in synonyms here. One who is always brilliant and illuminated is called a deva. So divya titti devaha. This is someone who is always brilliant and illuminated is a deva. Purvarupam, the past religious or irreligious condition. Vipashyati, completely observes. Anumimamsate, he considers. Apurvam, the future condition. Manasa, with his mind. Bhagavan, who is omnipotent. Ajaha, as good as Lord Brahma. Translation. One should not consider Yamaraj an ordinary living being. He is as good as Lord Brahma. He has the complete cooperation of the Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart. And therefore, by the grace of the Supersoul, he, Yamaraj, can see the past, present, and future of a living being from within. The word Anumimamsate means that he can decide in consultation with the Supersoul. Anu means following. The actual decisions concerning the next lives of the living entities are made by the Supersoul, and they are carried out by Yamaraj. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Manasaiva Pure Devaha Purva Rupam Vipashyati Anumimam Sate Purvam Manasa Bhagavan Najaha. The omnipotent Yamaraj is as good as Lord Brahma. For while situated in his own abode, or in everyone's heart, like the Paramatma, he mentally observes the past activities of a living entity, and thus understands how the living entity will act in future lives. So, in this section of the Bhagavatam, we're hearing something about Ajamil, who was a great sinful person, and who was wrongly judged by the messengers of Yamaraj. And in this verse, today we're hearing something about the very amazing special qualities of Yamaraj. The verse describes that Manasaiva Pure Devaha. This Deva, this Yamaraj, Manasaiva Pure, he's situated in everyone's heart. Simultaneously, he's situated in his own abode, but he knows the heart of all living entities. And because of that, he can judge them. So, it's said of the Bhagavatam itself says that anvaya vyatireka byam yatshat sarvata sarvata. Krishna says that you should understand me directly and indirectly. So directly, this verse is referring to the qualities of Yamaraj. And indirectly, there's also a message for those persons who are not Devaha, who are not Manasaiva Pure Devaha, who are not situated in everyone's heart. Krishna, he describes in Bhagavad Gita the same exact verse, word for word, except for a couple words in the last line of it. Shayan Sadharmu Viguna Paradharma Sunusita. Twice he says this verse in the Gita, in the 3rd chapter and in the 18th chapter. That Shayam Sadharmu Viguna Paradharma Sunustita. We should do our dharma. We should perform our activity, whatever has been given to us. And here at Yamaraj, Prabhupada says, he's in connection with the Supersoul. He has a very, very powerful connection. And he can see Manasaiva Pure Devaha. He can see in everyone's heart. Such a very powerful person. He has a very unpalatable job. Yamaraj is in charge of Jama, or in charge of chastising all the living entities in the universe. It's not that he relishes that job, but he performs that in the same way that Durga Devi performs her work. As Srila Prabhupada says in one place, a very thankless task, very miserable task to punish other living entities. So, this is Yamaraj's position. And this is the position of any great controller, as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, that he's also considered to be, he is as good as Lord Brahma, Ajaha. Aja means that firstborn person, Lord Brahma. And Dhyanmaraj is considered to be as good as him. In his Chaitanya Sikshamrita, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he describes the importance of offering respect. And every cultured person offers respect according to the ability of that person to offer respect, according to the wisdom they offer that respect with, we can see how cultured they are. And Bhaktivinoda, he says that there are 8 different ways we offer respect. The first is to anyone who's a human being, nara matrera maryada. Anyone who's a human being, you should respect him. That includes the Aborigines in New Guinea, who some of whom are still cannibals to this day. We give them respect, durteki dandavat, from a distance, a safe distance. More respect than that, we give the sabhyatera maryada, someone who's a gentleman. At least they don't want to kill you and eat you. You can sit down and have a talk with them, something. And that person's a gentleman. He's a gentle person by nature. One of the qualities of a Brahmin or a wise person is they have the ability to speak sweet words. So sabhyatera maryada. But more than sabhyatera maryada, we give respect to raja maryada. To anyone who has some position of authority. Like Jamaraj. Like the king. Like the prime minister. Like a temple president. Like the Sankirtan leader. Like a senior devotee. This is the nature of a cultured person. Krishna himself exhibits these qualities of a cultured person. If you went to Krishna in Vrindavan and said, "Hey, what are you doing? Going and giving respect to your mother? To this Yashoda and Nanda? Don't you know no one is superior to you? You're Asa Mordva. No one is greater than you. No one is equal to you." Krishna will become very depressed. Because Krishna gets so much happiness by having some superiors. And Nanda and Upananda, Sunanda, the brothers of Nanda Maharaj and the elderly gopis at Braj. Krishna gets so much happiness by giving respect to them. And by this he's teaching us that there's great pleasure there in having relationships with superior persons. So we respect Raj Maryada. Anyone who's a leader, we should give respect to them. That's a symptom of a cultured person. You give respect to a leader. But even more than Raj Maryada, we give respect to Vidya Maryada. Someone who has some knowledge. We may respect more some college professor than even we give respect to the governor. Because that person has some good knowledge. But even more than Vidya Maryada, we give respect to Sadguna Maryada. The person may be a rickshaw wala. I remember once my wife and I were trying to get a rickshaw in Jagannath Puri. It was maybe a 2-kilometer ride. And everyone was stopping for us, and they liked me very much because of the color of my skin. And they wanted to charge us 100, 200 rupees for something which probably should be a 5 or 10 rupee ride. And finally some other rickshawala stopped, and I was fed up by that time. I said, yeah, Keti Dam, how much? And he said, 10 rupees. Oh, he's a nice man. And we got on there, and almost immediately the man started reciting so many nice prayers and things to Jagannath, and the whole way in great ecstasy and happiness, this man was reciting so many nice prayers. So Sadguna Maryada, that rickshawala I would give more respect to. On another occasion, I was invited to speak at a big Pandal program in Orissa. They had the governor of Orissa who came. And they sent a car for us. And in the car was a professor, and he was also speaking at the program. And I was very impressed. The man had memorized the entire Gita, all the shlokas of the Gita. He knew thousands of verses from the Bhagavatam. And not only that, he knew hundreds, or I don't know how many verses, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and also Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav. He was such an amazing Sanskrit scholar. I'm sure he knew more verses probably than everyone in the room put together. But then as he was speaking to me, he started sharing some of his deep realizations. And first thing he told me, he says, you know, Jagannath, he's actually Buddha. I wasn't so thrilled by that. And then he started explaining about how actually eating fish is very nice. And then he started smoking some cigarettes in the car with me. So Vidya Maryada, I should give respect to him. But I'll give more respect to our rickshawala, because Sadguna Maryada, that person, even though he didn't know near as much as that professor, he had good qualities and he was an honest person. But more than Sadguna Maryada, we should give respect to Varna Maryada, the different Varnas, and especially someone who's acting according to the Varnas. And especially we give respect to the Brahmins. And we respect the Brahmins by their quality of knowledge. But more than Varna Maryada, Bhaktivinoda says, we give respect to Ashram Maryada. In India today, there's quite a few people who want to act according to their Varna. But there's very few people who act according to Ashram. Who want to be a brahmachari or grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyasi. And out of many such persons who might want to do that, there's practically none who are actually doing it properly. And out of Ashram Maryada, we give the most respect to the sannyasi. And the sannyasi, we understand as sannyasi not just by the costume, but by the quality of renunciation. And Bhaktivinoda says, finally, the eighth and most important type of Maryada is Bhakti Maryada. We give respect to anyone who's a devotee. And this is a most important quality for a progressive society, for our society, the international society for Krishna consciousness. We should look to see the quality of someone's bhakti, and that respect we give over anything else. That personality might be a 5-year-old child. It might be a housewife. It might be a grihastha. It might be a simple brahmachari who's doing some services, a pujari on the altar. It might be a sannyasi guru. But whoever that personality is who possesses bhakti for Krishna, that personality we give the most respect to. So Bhaktivinoda, he says that we should not imitate such personalities. We should be anusar, not anukor. We should follow the essential principles of them and not try to imitate them. So this is a message we can see in this verse of the Bhagavatam today, Manasaiva Pure Devaha, that this deva, this Yamaraj, he has such a position. He's qualified to judge other people because he's situated in everyone's heart. Because he sees, he's in touch with the super soul who gives him positive information about the heart of everyone. So, again and again, our acharyas have described that we should give up fault-finding and criticism of other persons. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Sajjana Toshini magazine, he composed a series of articles on some of the important verses of Rupa Goswami's Upadesamrita. And when he was speaking about the principle of prajalpa, or useless talks, Bhaktivinoda says some very powerful things. I'd like to read to you. An English translation. Bhaktivinoda says, debate arises from a desire for conquest. This is why people debate. Very nice sentence. Debate arises from a desire for conquest. When you want to conquer over everyone, you want to be the Digvijay. Yes. So you get on Facebook and you have some very important ability to defeat people in some conversation. But what is the value of it? It doesn't change anyone's heart. Bhaktivinoda goes on to say, he says it is extremely abominable debate arises from a desire from conquest, it is extremely abominable. Fault-finding arises only by imposing one's own bad habits on others. Well, that's a very deep statement. This is what fault-finding means. When you see some fault in someone else, Bhaktivinoda says, it comes because you're imposing your own bad qualities on someone else. We don't have a right to do that. Yamaraj has a right to do that. Lord Brahma has a right to do that. The governor, the prime minister, the temple president, the temple commander, the Sankirtan leader, the parent, the teacher, they have a right to do those things. We don't want to do those things. We want to be very peaceful. So, I'll come back to that point. Fault-finding arises only from imposing one's own bad habits on others. This should be given up in all respects. Speaking falsehood is another form of useless talk. Worldly talk is completely rejected by renounced devotees. Householders may accept some worldly talk that is favorable to bhakti. How is that? If you're a householder, you have to work a job, but you don't want to see the face of materialistic persons. You don't want to associate with them. So then you go to work and you won't look at your boss because he's not a vegetarian. And when he talks to you, you just turn your head away. No, I can't see your face. You won't keep your job very long. You have to look at him. You have to listen to him. And not only that, you have to be nice to him. You have to ask him, hey, how was the vacation? How is your wife doing? Is her health better now? Is your mother still in the hospital? When is the next baby coming? You have to speak some worldly topics. But those topics, if you're a grihastha and you're using this to make money for your family, for your bhakti, for your bhajan, that's favorable for bhakti. That's bhakti anukul. Bhaktivinoda goes on to describe that useless arguments arise from envy or pride, aversion or attachment to sense gratification, or foolishness or self-pride. He said that some people also become intoxicated by useless arguments. And then he gives a very nice instruction for us. While discussing topics of the Lord and His devotee, the practicing devotee should always be careful to avoid useless arguments. So how do these useless arguments come when we try to imitate a great personality like Jamaraj? It's not our position. It's a position of the leader. It's a position of the guru to find fault. Acharya mam vijanayam navamanye tukarichit. Gurudev is a manifestation of Krishna. Krishna has a right to find fault. Yamaraj has a right to find fault. The temple president, the temple commander, they have a right to find fault. They have an obligation to find fault. But if we're envious of them, then we want to imitate. Persons who are bahirmuk janas, external persons, they think the solution to problems is criticism and is reform. And they're self-appointed reformers. No one has given them any adhikar. No one has given them a position. But they have a website. They have the folio. They have an internet connection. So now they've become a cyber gladiator. And they'll go out to defeat everyone else and fight and point out the faults in everybody. So this is extremely detrimental for bhakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we were just reading here, he says that fault-finding means to impose our own bad habits on others. There are many different statements in this regard. The 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, Krishna tells Uddhava, Parasvabhava karmani yaprasamsati nindati saashu brashyate swartad asatya binivesataha. Anyone who indulges in prasamsati or nindati, praising other people or criticizing other people, without having some adhikar for that. We may praise someone because we want to encourage them. We want to thank them. We want to appreciate their good service. That's for a good reason. But if you praise someone because you want to be popular, because you want everyone to think you're very humble, because you want some followers, that's not proper. And Krishna says, "Se ashu brashyate swartad." You'll quickly fall down from swatartad, your own real self-interest. Your real self-interest is Krishna bhakti. But if you start just falsely praising people just to flatter them, to get some followers, then you'll deviate from your own personal interest and you'll fall down. And similarly, nindati, if you criticize other people in an unnecessary way, you'll fall down. So who can we criticize? This is a good question. In the Padma Purana, it's described by Srila Vyasadeva, Ashuradani vimuke, Prishinviti is chopadesha, Shiva namaparadha. It's a namaparad, the ninth offense of the holy name. To give instruction to someone, to chastise someone who doesn't have faith in you. Everyone has faith in Yamaraj because he has his Yamadanda. He has a stick which no one can fight with. He's such a powerful person. We have to give respect to him. So he has a right to chastise. That right has been given to him by Krishna. Guru has a right to chastise. The temple president, the leaders in society, the managers, the senior devotees, they have a right to chastise subordinates. But if we're not in that position, or even if we have that position, and someone doesn't want to listen to us, someone doesn't respect us, then we may tell them any damn thing, as my Guru Maharaj would sometimes say. And therefore sadhu has two things, kripa and vanchana. He has mercy and he has cheating. If you're very sincere and you're very humble, then he may chastise you and he may give you some mercy. But if you're a very proud fellow and you won't accept chastisement, then he may tell you, oh, you're very, very good. You're very, very nice. Yes. You should be the next acharya. Yes. He said about me. And he'll give you vanchana. So we should be very, very careful in finding fault with others. This is a business of Yamaraj. Again, in the Mahabharata, Vidura, he tells Dhritarashtra, just before the battle of Kurukshetra, he says, look, it's not too late. You have to stop all this. You don't understand the nature of Duryodhan. He's a Bodo Badmas. He's a Boat Badmas. Great, great rascal. And he tells him a very nice philosophical point in Udyoga Parva, 34th chapter, text 74. Akrosha Parivada Bhyam Vihim Santa Buddha Buddha Vakta Papamapada Take Shamamano Vimuchate. This is the nature of someone who's a Buddha, an ignorant person. Vihinsati, they try to criticize other people. They try to hurt someone by saying some harsh words. And then what happens, that Buddha, that wise person, he forgives that person. He doesn't take offense at that. And by forgiving that person, the wise man, he gives up his sins, his pop. And the critic takes his sins. So the critic is really our good friend. This is the behavior of a sadhak. We should always understand Shreyan Sadharma Viguna Paradharma Sunusitat. We should understand our own position, accept our own position, and act according to it. If someone thinks of the President of the United States, there was one man, they locked him up in what we call a rubber room or a mental asylum in America years ago, and he thought that he was the Prime Minister of Greenland and that he was in touch with space aliens and that his duty was to save the planet. So sometimes people, they have some fantasy like that and they think, yes, I'm like the next acharya and I can give instructions to everyone. and I can chastise everyone. But if you do like that, then you're acting against Shastra. And the Padma Purana says that those persons who don't follow Shastra, what is the verse? Shuti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidim Vina Kantakir Harir Bhakti Utpataye Bakopate. If you don't act according to Shastra, in this case, if you chastise and criticize others when it's not your position, when they don't have faith in you, then two things will happen. Upataye Bakopate. A disturbance will come. Disturbance in two places. Number one, the disturbance will come in your own bhajan. You won't have peace of mind because they're going to argue back with you. Who do you think you are? I know more than you do. I know four verses in Bhagavad Gita. I joined the temple 2 weeks before you did. I'm a senior devotee to you. And some useless quarrel starts. So it'll disturb your bhajan. And upataye vakopate, the second thing that will happen, it'll disturb our society. Even the managers, the leaders may do something wrong. Don't speak about it in public. Sometimes we see on the internet, someone does something, they do some festival or something which may not be so good. And then devotees write an article about it and they post it all over the internet. And they may think this is a good idea. By doing this, I'll correct this wrong. But what happens is that you draw attention to that wrong, and the whole world then sees it. Better, if there is something wrong, depending on your position, you may go to that person, please forgive me, but it's not good what you're doing. Please don't do that. Or if they won't listen to you, you're a very junior person, and you approach a GBC devotee or some senior man and say something to them. This is culture, and this is devotion. This is devotion to Srila Prabhupada's movement. There's always going to be some different problems. But we should not try to take it upon ourselves to be self-appointed reformers. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's written in one article in Sajjana Toshini. He says that the world doesn't need any reformer. It doesn't need you. The world doesn't need your reform. He says the world has a very competent person for guiding its smallest happenings. He says that person who thinks that there's need for reform in this world, he needs reform. Because the world will go on in its own perfect way. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, as soon as Krishna enters the listening ear, he clears up the vision of the listener so that he no longer has any ambition of acting like a reformer of any other person because he sees that everybody is properly situated. This is real reform. It doesn't mean that if you're a parent, you should be quiet if your child does some bad thing, or if you're a temple manager, you should be quiet. You have a responsibility. But it means that that responsibility should come from Guru and Krishna. Not that we should hanker for that. Why should we hanker for some thankless task, like the task of Yamaraj or the task of Durga Devi? Very difficult task. Better, we should support those persons who are doing it. This is a secret for bhajan. Always respect the managers. Because if you don't always respect the managers, you may have to become a manager. That's a secret for bhajan. And if we do like that, then our society will go on very, very nicely. And if there is some need for you to be a reformer, if Krishna wants you to be a reformer, then Krishna and Guru, the society of devotees, they'll give you that position. Krishna may give you some intelligence in the heart to go to someone and complain about something. But otherwise, it's not our position to imitate Yamaraj. He's a very, very exalted personality. He understands the heart of all living entities. The qualification of someone who's a manager, the qualification of someone who has the right to chastise is that they love the persons that they're chastising. And the persons who are chastising, being chastised, can feel that love. they see he really cares about me. But if someone is just chastising you because they want to win, they want to be a big person, we can't accept it. We become very disturbed. So if we're put in a position where we have some instruction that we're supposed to chastise or guide others, we should remember this principle. When we get some position, when we get some brahminical initiation, we get first initiation, when we go on the altar, when we give class, we shouldn't think that, oh, this means I'm qualified to give class, I'm qualified as a Brahmin, I'm qualified to worship the deity. We should think, I'm being given an opportunity to become qualified. And similarly, if we're given some service by which we have to chastise and find fault, like Yamaraj, we shouldn't think that, oh, yes, I'm like Yamaraj, I'm qualified to do this thing. We should think, I've been given some position, some opportunity to become qualified. And the qualification is that the devotees should feel that we really care for them. We really love them. And then we can say something. We can point out someone's fault. Otherwise, we're simply doing anukor, imitation. And if we try to imitate Yamaraj, everything will go wrong. We don't want to work in the courtroom of Yamaraj. Chitragupta, he works in the court of Yamaraj. And he has a particular service. He goes around and he writes down everyone's fault. He notices everybody's faults. We don't want to work in that court. Because if you work in that court, it may be very difficult for you. We want to work in the courtroom of Lord Nityananda, as the poet has described. You can chant Hare Krishna in response. Adosha Dirasi Mora Prabhu Nityananda Nabhajinu Heno Prabhu Charanara Binda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Adosha Darshi Mora, Prabhu Nityananda. He says that I want to worship this Nityananda. He's Mora Prabhu. He's my Prabhu. Why is he my Prabhu? Because he's Adosha Darshi. He doesn't see anybody's fault. He's my only hope. Because I have so many faults, how can I get mercy? Everyone in this world wants mercy. Everyone in this world wants forgiveness. Forgiveness is a basic principle of human relationships. In the Brahmachari ashram, someone accidentally takes your kopans one day in the morning. If you can't forgive that person, how will you cooperate? How will you go on in the Brahmachari ashram? If you can't forgive your husband for speaking harshly to you sometimes, or your wife, if you can't forgive other people in this world, how can we have relationships with them? Everyone is looking for a relationship where this person will forgive me. They'll love me in spite of all my faults, in spite of how ugly I am, in spite of the fact that I get angry for no reason. That they'll forgive me. They'll love me. And therefore, we want someone like Lord Nityananda. Adosha Darshi Mora Prabhu Nityananda. But the author of the song says, Nabhajinu Henu Prabhu Charanarabinda. I never worshipped him. Because I'm not Adosha Darshi. I'm Sarva Dosha Darshi. I see everybody's faults. I'm working for Yamaraj. I don't have faith in bhakti. I have faith in Jamadanda and Yamaraj's punishment. I have faith in Veda Maryada, Vedic etiquette. I don't have faith in bhakti. I have faith in karma. This is a very, very unfortunate thing. Srila Prabhupada in Madhulila Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says in one purport, the qualification of a devotee is that he's adosha darshi. He doesn't see faults in others. This is a qualification of a devotee. And dikshashti chepanati bishabhajantanisham. Krishnita Yashigiri Twam Manasad the 8th, that we should respect anyone who chants Krishna's name. Dikshashti Chapanati Bishabajanta Nisham. We should offer obeisances to anyone who has second initiation. And then Dadi Shinarhidam Ipsita Sangalabhya. We want the association and service of that person who's Nindadi Shinarhida, whose heart has no propensity to criticize others. And Prabhupada says that person has uttam adhikar for bhakti. He has the most qualification to get bhakti because he's not finding fault with others. So we want to work in the courtroom of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Then there may be some hope for me. But if I'm working in the courtroom of Jamaraj and finding everyone's faults, then who's going to forgive me for my faults if I'm not forgiving others? So this is a very important principle and something that we can see in this verse today, speaking about the glorious position of Jamaraj, who can see in the heart of all living entities, and because of that, has the right to chastise everyone. So we'll stop there. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopremanandi, Hari Hari Bol. Is there time for questions? I don't know. Yes? Any questions or comments from anyone? Please forgive me for speaking in front of Bhakti Rupa Prabhu and Bajihari Prabhu. I'm not a qualified person. We're just trying to do some service. Any questions or comments are there? Okay. So I would like to offer my humble thanks to all the devotees in this very wonderful temple because you're doing such great austerities. I live in a very simple place in Bhubaneswar, and I come to this temple and I'm like a villager, like Sudama Vipra going to Dwarka. It's a very big place, and oh my God. And to me, I have to be honest, I almost equate opulence with quarrel and trouble, but I see all the devotees here are getting along so nicely and doing such wonderful service for Srila Prabhupada, distributing so many books. It's a really very wonderful, wonderful example. And I offer my pranams to all the devotees here. Thank you so very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.